All right, hey fighters, check it out. I just want to take a couple minutes today to talk about just some quick thoughts as this sales season is about to ramp up for many of you. You know, when this releases, it's spring, right, man? We're in the spring. It's March right now that I'm recording this of 2019. And if it's not already, your phone is going to start blowing up. And temptation to do things the way every other contractor does them is going to rear its ugly head in your business. And so I just want to throw a few things out so that they're fresh on your brain as the season really kicks up here. All right. And listen, I was just telling one of my business partners the other day, the longer I'm in this business and coaching people and helping people and having conversations and seeing different patterns of success and failure and things like that, I want to remind you that 95% of the success that you have in your business is between your ears. It is mental. The other 5% is literally just math. Okay. So focus on your brain, take care of your thoughts. Remember, your thoughts become your beliefs become your actions, and your actions become your results. If you were not on the February 2019 Contractor Fight Night, that's what we talked about. We talked about mindset, and all that other stuff. So be picky about what you put into your brain, because it becomes your beliefs, and your beliefs become your actions. We will never act in conflict with what we truly believe. All right. So that's why it's so important we spend so much time doing this. In fact, I would venture to say that 75% of the time that I spend coaching my clients, we are literally working on mindset. And, you know, the rest is a little bit of math and some other strategy and things like that. But if you can get your mindset right, you can change the game. All right. So here's a couple thoughts for you here today. Number one, people will pay whatever you are strong enough to ask for. There are plenty of people. There are thousands of people in your service area right now that would gladly pay an amount of money that is whatever it is. Okay. You just got to be strong enough to ask. You got to believe deep down that you are bringing crazy value. If you don't truly believe that the people are out there, then you are not going to find them. They're not going to find you. Don't know how it works in the universe and all that other stuff. But when you sit there and tell yourself, hey, there's plenty of people that'll pay, you know, $200 an hour for my painting services or whatever, you're going to find those people if you truly believe the story you're telling yourself. All right. Next thing I want to talk about. You got to remember, guys, the phone's going to be ringing here. You don't need or want everybody as your client. You only want the right ones, which is why we talk so much in the Contractor Sales Academy about proper phone prequal and things like that. You don't want everyone to be your client. You want to talk to everybody. You want to pre-qualify. You want to give them an opportunity to opt in or opt out of working with you. All right. And that happens. That's a mindset. See, when you get enough leads coming in, you're pricing your work properly at the right margins, 50% or better, you're only going to be doing business with the people who respect what you do. They see the value in what they do, in what you do, and they're willing to find the money to pay you for what you do. Okay? Those are the only people you want. So make sure you have a process in place that prevents you from running around like a freaking moron trying to fit everybody in your estimating schedule, all right? So take control of that sales process right now, because it's not going to get any easier as the year goes on here.
Hey, listen, if you were a home improvement contractor doing $750,000 or more in sales, you know that there are so many demands on your time. And here's one thing I've learned working with companies, you know, at that revenue mark all the way up to $50, $60 million companies, is as you want to grow and scale your business, one of the greatest things that you could do is truly learn how to use your energy, how to use your time, how to find that one nail that you need to be hitting in on a regular basis in order to help your company get to that next level. And so I want to share with you real quick about my One Nail program. Listen, One Nail is a high performance implementation group for those who are already winning in their business. This is not for somebody who's already broke or who's broke, who can't get the phone to ring, who's struggling to eat. It's for those contractors who want to move faster towards greater success without all the typical bullshit, okay? It is for action takers. In fact, consistent implementation is a requirement to stay in the program. And listen, in this program, we're gonna show you how to take the right action, and we're gonna guarantee your results, or we actually refund your money, okay, at the end of the program. So we're gonna cover leadership, rapid growth for your business, systems, marketing, things like that, because at the end of the day, if you are not truly focused on the things that matter most in your business, you're gonna continue to wake up year in and year out in the same place. So go ahead and go to thecontractorfight.com/one-nail. Contractorfight.com/one-nail and hit the link, fill the thing out and see if you apply. We'll get on the phone and we'll have a great conversation. Have a great day. You guys rock.
All right. Next thing, speaking of phone prequal and all that stuff, I've seen it time and time again over 5 years now. With what we're teaching in our academy and the Shin Fu and all that stuff that we teach, that the guys, the companies that commit to taking control of this sales process and not just running out there and all that other stuff, they are saving an average of just under 60% of their estimating time, okay, by following the process. And the cool thing is they are selling at higher margins, and they are making more money. Now, a couple things to note. I won't bullshit you. It's not uncommon for you to sell less jobs when you take control of your process like this. But because you are selling them at the right margins, you're running around less, you're doing less projects, you can love up on the customers you have in a greater way, which in turn makes the experience better. And then you have repeat business, referral business, all that other stuff. So be picky who you spend your time going out to see. So if you're spending 100 hours a month right now running around, you know, and playing games of tire kickers and all that other crap, I guarantee you you'll save at least half of that if you truly take control of your sales process. Okay. Final thing I want to talk about here today that you got to remember when you're selling, because like I said at the top of this, man, your phone's probably blowing up right now. And if you're like a lot of the people I'm already talking to, they're getting a lot of rejection. See, you got to remember, this is the time of year that all the bottom feeders are, you know, who've been broke all winter, they're coming out of the woodwork, they're throwing low numbers out and all this other garbage. And don't worry about it, because as soon as they get busy with all those low price customers and things like that, it'll open things up for the rest of us. But here's the thing that you got to remember. Do not project your beliefs about money onto your clients. Okay. $500 to you might be, you know, way different than $500 to somebody else. What you think is expensive might be a drop in the bucket to somebody else. You have no idea what is going through your client's mind. You have no idea what their true financial situation is. And you got to remember that people will find the money for the things that are important to them, and that people buy for their reasons, not your reasons. So don't project your bullshit money beliefs, your negative ones, onto your clients. Okay. And so this is what we talk about. Another thing we talk about in the Contractor Sales Academy is our first step of our process is finding out the motive. What is the motive of the buyer? Why are they buying? Why are they doing it now? Why are they calling people now? And when you can tap into that, you will absolutely change the game. But it all starts with making sure that you don't project your head trash about money and value and all that other stuff onto your clients. Don't make up their mind for them. It's your job to price the work to make the profit you need to make, and the price is the price. Stop negotiating against yourself and all the other bullshit, all right? So check this out. On April 25th, 2019, I'm super excited that one of my business partners in the CSA, Derek Johnson's flying out here to Manitou Springs, Colorado, and he's going to be my co-pilot, co-host for the April 2019 Contractor Fight Night, and it's going to be all about sales. We're going to talk about the two biggest things that will change the game for you and your sales immediately if you commit to these two things. We're super excited to bring that to you. And like, listen, this is stuff that Derek has, he's going to share his own story, but let me just tell you that he more than quadrupled his personal income in less than 3 years by following the couple concepts that we're going to talk about. And not only that, he's become so awesome at the sales stuff, and he's just a great dude, that he's a partner now in the Contractor Sales Academy. He's our top sales training coach, in addition to running his own business down in Nashville, where he's crushing it. All right, so you do not want to miss the April 2019 Contractor Fight Night. So you can, I'll put the link in the show notes, but if you want to check it out, you just go to thecontractorfight.com/fightnight, and that'll take you to the sign up page, and you can jump in and all that other stuff. If you're already in Fight Club, you don't need to sign up because you already get it as being part of Fight Club. All right, but listen, guys, if you want to take control of your sales early on in 2019, you know, when the craziness is about to happen, do not miss this fight night. And for God's sake, don't blow off the stuff that I shared with you earlier about people will pay what you're strong enough to ask for. You don't need everybody. You don't want everybody. You know, that whole pre-qual stuff will save you a bunch of time. Don't project your beliefs about money on people. In essence here, guys, don't make their crap your crap is another thing here too. All right. Just because a customer gives you an objection, or they say your price is too high, or you're a lunatic because you want them to follow your sales process or whatever, that is not your crap. That is their crap. Don't bring that onto yourself. So anyway, appreciate you guys listening here today. Travis, rock us out, bring the guitars in, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Have a great day.